Okay. Today is Daf Chavav. We're actually up to the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Aleph. Today's year is sponsored by Ari and Aliva Ginsburg, L'ilu Nishmat Menachem Yaakov Ben Aaron Baruch Halevi. Says the Mishnah. Hakosev Tov Se Gittin. If somebody writes the non-essential parts of a get, we call them boilerplate. What exactly are in there? I don't know, because, like I said, you go through the whole Masechta, there's no text of a get. But if you write the non-essential parts of a get, you got to hear this Me'iri. The Me'iri says as follows. Sha'a Sofer, the Sofer, Pa'amim, Kishiroa Atmo Batal, he's got nothing to do. It's slow. So he goes and starts to think, which field is probably going to be sold this week? Right, where were the plates flying in the house? Right, where is it going to be a divorce? So he, you know, he does a little investigation, and he'll get a head start. Right. Right, who's really needs money? Who's really tight? Who really needs to borrow money? So he'll get going. He'll write it up. When we talk to Omer lo batal, since he's got nothing to do, Kosev lo tovsin bin yonim elu. He'll write the tovsin. He'll start writing. Kedei shiyum mizumanim lo be'eis hatzorech. So when the guy walks in, right, he's ready. It's all set. All I gotta do is add in the essentials. V'lo yitzarech liz batal leim imtiz damer lo malacha acheres. Right, and then you know people get busy, and then all of a sudden he'll have a big job, and he'll have to put it on the back burner. So he gets a head start. That's what's going on. So, Hakosev Tovse Gittin. If somebody writes the Tovsin, Tzorach Shiniach Makom Ha'ish, Makom Ha'isha, Makom Hazman. You have to leave out the name of the man, the name of the woman, and the Zman. Shtare Milveh, if it's a loan document, Tzorach Shiniach Makom Ha'malveh. It says Makom HaMalveh, really means the name of the Malveh. The Malveh, Makom HaLoveh, the borrower, Makom HaMoz, the amount of money, Makom HaZman, the Zman, fine. Shtare Mekach, if it's a sale, Tzarech She'iniach, Makom HaLokeach, right, the borrower, the buyer, Makom HaMocher, the seller, Makom HaMoz, the amount, and Makom HaSodeh, the particular field. Umakom HaZman, and the Zman. Why? Mifnei HaTakana. Takana, what's that? The Gemara will say. Rabbi Yehuda posel b'kulan. Rabbi Yehuda says all these are no good. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Elazar machshir b'kulan. Rabbi Elazar is machshir in all of these. Chutz migitei nashim, except for a get. Shenemar v'kasav lo lishma. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain what that means. Right, you're writing it for who's having trouble. Right, you're getting started. Otherwise, why would anybody have? Right, exactly. Right. So I would think, we're going to see in a minute, maybe you can't even do that. Because it's a gzeira. If you do that, you'll come to write the essentials too. Listen, I see them fighting over there. I see the husband and wife fighting. I'll write it now, and then he'll walk in. If he doesn't walk in, so I wrote it for nothing. Okay. Right. So it's a gzeira. Don't write the non-essential. Maybe you'll come to write the names too. It's a gzeira. We're going to have that gzeira in a minute. What? Right. So that's the opening line. Who said the opening line of the Mishnah? We're going to see in a minute. I think all your questions will be answered. Now, do names have to be in a get? So according to Rabbi Lazar. What? Right, that's a big discussion in the Achronim. Why doesn't it say the place? What if it doesn't say the place? It's a good get. What about the names? So Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Elazar, the names do not have to be in the get. Why? Because Adam is Nira Karsi. So I don't need the names in the get. We're watching this happen. According to Rabbi Meir, you would have to put the names in the get. Otherwise, it says Adam Hasima. How are we going to know who's giving who the get for, who's giving to? That's what Tosfos says. The question is that we said already previously that if a husband gives a Sefer Torah to his wife and says, here's the get, what did we say? We said it's no good. We didn't say it's no good because the names are not there. That's not the reason. We said it's a little shema issue. That's why I say it's a little shema issue. There's no names. Now, that kasha is stronger, because that Gemara can only be according to Rabbi Elazar, that you can't give a Sefer Torah. According to Rabbi Meir, for sure can't give a Sefer Torah. No question about that. The only shaila was, what about Rabbi Elazar? Because Sefer Torah doesn't have signatures. So he holds 80 chassi makarzi. How on earth could you possibly give a Sefer Torah? But according to Rabbi Meir, it's only 80 mesira. Maybe I can give a Sefer Torah. Right? What? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry to Rabbi Eliezer, it's 80 mesira. So that was only the shaila of the Gemara. Can I give a Torah according to Rabbi Eliezer? And what do we say? We said no. So how could Tosfos here say that Rabbi Eliezer would hold it's okay to give a get without names according to Rabbi Eliezer? How could Tosfos say that? What? Oh, so that's what the Rav Shik says. The Rav Shik says, if a get is good, everything's there, it's a perfect get, but the names are missing, according to Tosfos, that would be fine. Why? Because you have Lashma, you have Eda Mesira, so what do we need the names for? But according to, but if you have a, that's not even, a Torah's not even a get. It doesn't even get off the ground. So you have a lot of reasons why it's not going to be good. Okay, fine, very good. Now, does Zman have to be written Lashma? You know what? Does Zman have to be written Lashma? Now, there are two reasons why you could have to write Zman Lashma. Right? I'm writing the Zman of the Get Lashma. Does that have to be? So there are two reasons why you could have to write Zman of the Get. First of all, we had a machlokas already about Zman. Is it because of Peiros or is it because of the Basa Choso? That could be one reason why you're going to put Zman. In other words, because of a Get Mukdam. We don't want to have an early Get or a late Get. That's one reason why you could put Zman. Second reason is because of Lashma. You have to have Lashma. What are the two reasons? What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? What the reason is? So the first Yaakov says, let's say there's no Zman in a get, but it's given the day it's written. So for all the reasons that we had about Zman, about Get Mukdam, not an issue. It's given the day it's written. But if there's no Lashma, it could be a Lashma problem. So Rashi, on Amud Beis, if you look at Rashi, if you turn the page for a second, Rashi says in the, it's the last wide line, Remerhi, Rashi says, Umakom hazman mishum muktum. And you're writing, it's the last four words of that Rashi, the last wide line, on top there, the fourth line. It's the third skinny line. Umakom hazman mishum muktum. The reason why you're writing a zman on a get is because of the predating issue. Rambam says, listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, it's in Gimel Zayin. Mipnei takanas sofer, hitiru chachamim l'sofer sheyichtov tov segitin, because of the takana for the sofer, which we're going to see in a minute, we allowed gets to be written, the non-essentials, to be written early. V'yiniach makom ha'ish, makom ha'isha, makom hazman, u'makom harei ad muteres l'chal adam. The Rambam is clearly putting zman in Lashma. Clearly. Makom ha'ish, makom ha'isha, harei at muteres l'chal adam, and hazman. Clearly. No question about it, the Rambam's doing that. So the Chassam Sofer says, even though Zman is a Takana de Rabbanon, you have to say that once this Takana de Rabbanon became established, it's part of the Lashma of a Get and an Apostle to Oraisa. That's a big leap, what the Rambam says. Rashi says very simple. The Get Muktam. You have early, what about Lashma? It doesn't say a word about Lashma. But according to the Rambam, it's clear. It's obvious. He's putting it in the same line as Harei Amu Gitaris L'Kal Adam. You can't get more essential than that. What? Some say that it's only according to Rambam, right, and that really the Rambam and Rashi really agree. And Rashi would agree that according to Rambam, you're right, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be Lashma. Many say that. That's a reasonable stretch. It's a reasonable extension of Rashi, no question about it. But he doesn't say it in black and white. It's a diuk. It's fine. I think most say that. The Rambam says it black and white. Even though it's a din de Rabbanon, it has the status of a psul daraisa, which is a very interesting phenomenon. Okay?
The American does.
Right. Everything you write in this get has so you can write the non-essential parts shlolishma, right? The sofer could do that in his office.
What are you thinking as you're writing this?
I am writing this that this man is divorcing this woman
on this date.
On this date, right? Right.
And you sign it the same day you write it, or
so what?
You have to sign the same day.
So again, now it gets back to according to Meir, according to Rabbi, you don't have to sign it. You don't have to sign it at all. Right? Even Rabbi Elazar said you should sign it, that's only because it's a takana. Right? Right. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, something the Mishnah left out. Tzarech sheyuniach af makom harei at muteres l'chol adam. You also have to write harei at muteres l'chol adam. That's a crucial line. Right? Look at the Tosfos of Tzarech sheyuniach makom harei at muteres l'chol adam. Tosfos says, this is a very, must be historical Tosfos. Tosfos says, "B'chol duchti mashma shekos from lashon zeh beget." Right, it's mashma that way. Ubeperik basra nami tanya gufu shall get. What's the goof of the get? Harei amater zechal adam. V'hinig rabbeinu tam lichtov lashon zeh beget. Aval v'tovse gitin lo hayakasov. That wasn't one of the non-essential. Listen to this. Umikol makom ein lahotzi laz al gitin harishonim. We shouldn't say anything bad about the old gittin. Shaharei ma'arichin lichtov kama lashonos beget. They used to write these very long lashonos. What they are, we don't know. The chashiv kamo harei amater zechal adam. You got the basic idea. Like what's Tosas saying? Like what's he trying to? What's he driving at?
Gemara uses language.
Well, right, the Gemara used that language, and then we said maybe that's only right. We said we don't want to be in Salmachmir by Gittin. Right, we're gonna go call a bunch of. So Tosas is sensitive to that. So what was going on in those gets? That it wouldn't say Arabic tells the Chalazim. It said something else. I thought that was very interesting. That Tosas goes out of his way. But let's not try to undo the past. Their gets were fine too. Fine. Rabbi Elazar he, and this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Eide Mesir Rekarsi. So the opening line of the Mishnah says, HaKosif Tovsve Gittin, you're allowed to write the non-essentials, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Ubeinon Ksiva Lashma, and you need Ksiva Lashma. Even though, in a few lines, the Mishnah is going to say, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, which really implies that the Reish is not Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah, the Gemara here is going to say, no, it's Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara is going to, and we'll have a Rishonim talk about this. Right? So again, the opening line says, HaKosev Tovsve Gittin. You write Tovs, who's that? It's Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Eidem Mithira Karsi. This is not essential, therefore this could be written Shalol Lashma. Right? Utsricha, and I need you to tell me for the third time that all the Mishnayot that we've been discussing in the past week are all Rabbi Eliezer. The first one was that if you write it on something attached to the ground, the second one was about a chera shota v'katan being a shliach, and the third one is here. And we all kept, and Shmuel kept saying all three times, by the way, it's Rabbi Eliezer. If I only would have had the first one, or the one about Mechubor, Bahihu de'ika, Bahi. That's why there I needed Rabbi Shmuel to tell me, by the way, this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. You know why? Dikatani in Kozvin, Vikatani Kozvin. Because we said, we had this question, when the Gemara asked this question back on Chaf something, that the Mishnah there is a steer Mineu Bay. It starts off by saying, if you write a get a Mechubor, and then it says, you're not allowed to write a get a Mechubor. How do you reconcile that? So we said it's Rabbi Eliezer and it's Adam Sira Karsi. Aval Seifa, but the Seifa, Diktani, Ein Kosvin. I'm sorry, Aval Seifa, Diktani, She Ein Kiyam Aget El B'Chosmav. That the Kiyam of the Get cannot be done with signatures. Ein Rebmeri. That really, that's a Meir Shita. Rashi reminds us, we answered that question by saying, no, it's really Rabbi Eliezer, and that statement of Ein Kiyam Aget El B'Chosmav is going on where the wife hires the sofer. Or the husband writes the receipt. That's what we said back that, you know, a few days ago. And it doesn't mean it's Reb Meir Sheet. It's not Reb Meir. The Amar Eid, right. The Yeshmi, he nami ikal uk mekreb elazar. I would say these are Rabbi, the other, fine, the other two are, Aval ha, ema, But here, Ema, mit the Sefer Rabbi Elazar, have a risha lav Rabbi Elazar. But since the Sefer says in black and white, Rabbi Elazar machshir, then the risha is not Rabbi Elazar. You very rarely have a Mishnah where it's an anonymous person. All of a sudden, someone says something in the Mishnah, like here, and the anonymous is also him. It's very unusual. It's very unusual. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, Shmuel had to say three times that the author of these Mishnayot is Rabbi Elazar. Fine. Now, Mibnei Takana. We said that it's good. It's good. What does it mean? It's good. So again, if you write a Tofse Gittin and you leave out the essentials, or you write a shtar for a loan or a shtar for a sale and you leave out the essentials, it's all good. What do we say? Mibnei Takana. It's all good because of Takana. What does that mean? So, my Takana, Amar Rebbe Yonasan, Mibnei Takana Sofer. It's a Takana for the Sofer. Rashi explains. We don't really, and, well, it's 1 minute, Rebbe Elazar he. And it's really Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Eidim Mesirah Karsi. Really, it's Rebbe Elazar, and who holds Eidim Mesirah Karsi, Ubedin Hu Dafilu Tofes Nami Lo Lichtov. Really, you shouldn't write anything without the couple being in the room, without the borrower and the lender being in the room. What are you writing for? Writing is only going to lead to problems, because if you write the Toface, maybe you'll come to write the Toref, maybe you'll come to write the... You see them walking down the block. You see the husband and wife arguing as they're walking into your office. So you see they're going to come for a get. So you see them down the block, so you write them right now. So maybe you'll write the names too. And the husband and wife don't know the halacha. So they walk in and you say, oh, I have a pre-written get ready, your name, her name. Wonderful, we could save time. Get to Aiden, let's go. So that might happen. But since Umishum Takana Sofrim Sharu Rabbanon, but to save the sofer, right? Because we don't want a situation where the sofer will lose business. That's basically what it is. We want the sofer to have business. And we don't want a guy to say, where's the get? How come? Okay, you know what? So I would say don't do it.
In a takana, not to make it clear,
right. Rashi says, Hitiru lichtov tofes shelo lishma. We allowed you to write the tofes shelo lishma. Why? So the sofer shall have business.
Why is that lack of lishma, though? The sofer has the husband and wife in mind.
Because I think that lishma has to be on the tivi of the baal. That's why. Even if you know they're walking down the right, they're down the block, they're in the elevator, right? The receptionist said, here they're coming. It's not, he didn't, it's not the theme of the Baal. That's what I think is the problem. No, he's writing the essentials. He's writing the essentials. Because with the gzera, if you write the non-essentials, maybe you'll come to write the essentials. I would have made that gzera, says Rebbe Elazar. I would have made that gzera. But for the sofer's sake, I'm not making that gzera. I would have made that gzera. But for the sofer, I won't make the gzera.
You can't make a generic.
Right.
Without anybody in mind.
Right. So the Meiri said that why would a sofer even write non-essentials? Because he saw the plates flying in the living room. So he knew they're coming. So that's what all the Meiri, it's all he meant to say. Right? Everyone heard in shul how this guy lost his job and Mistabi's going to have to borrow money. So he'll write it alone. He'll write the documents already. Why not get a head start? He's only sofer in town. They're coming to him no matter what. So it's fine. You can do that. Maybe there's a chashash. He'll write the essential parts also. We're not so choshesh. Okay? What's the matter? Now. Okay. Where are we? Right. Rabbi Yehuda posel b'kulan. Rabbi Yehuda says no way. Why no way? Because Gozer, Toface, Atu, Toref. We are making that Gzera. Who cares about the sofer? Who cares about the sofer's Parnassa? No. Well, Gozer, if I let you write the non-essentials, you'll come to write the essentials. And Gozer, Shtaros, Atu, Gittin. And I'm Gozer other documents where there is no Lishma. No Lishma by a loan. But I'm Gozer them, Atu, Gittin. I don't want you to ever write any document without Lishma. Why? Because maybe by a get you'll make a mistake. Now, everyone asks, is it Gzera Lixera? No?
No.
It's not a Gzera Lixera. Why not? No one says that answer. So someone does. Kul chadik deri. No, they say because it's very shchiach. It's very shchiach. Loans and sales, very shchiach things. So because it's very shchiach, the potential for a mistake by a get is very high. Who says that? What? Loans. Loans are very shchiach. So since they're very shchiach, it's very common to write them without any, you know, without anyone being there. Because you don't need a shma for a loan. So you write it up, a guy calls you, a guy, you'll start writing with the, you might, and then, by the way, once in a while, there is a get. Once in a while, so it's very easy to make the mistake. So for that reason. It's not really a kulach hazera, but it's such a common, it could be such a common pitfall, he was machmir. That's what, who says that? That is, I think Tosva says that, what?
We do that, we change 99% of that
1%? Yeah, because the 1%, the potential is terrible. She'll be a married woman, but being married to two people. And the children are going to be mamzer. So yes, the mamzer will make a 1% zero. Yeah. It's only who says this.
I'm not sure what the concern is. There's no need to write Lishma by Tov.
Right.
No need at all.
No need at all.
I had a guy on the first day of Tenshman write 20 generic guests.
Because
he
we're...
all the names.
Right. Because we're afraid that he'll write the essentials too.
He's no one of mine.
I understand, but it's a fear. The guy's sitting there with nothing to do all day. He'll start writing names. You ever walk into a store and you see keychains with names on them? Right? Some popular names, they're there. Right? You have a weird name, it's never there. So he'll write the popular names. What? So he'll fill in the date later. That's the only thing. Okay, so it's. I hear what you're saying. It's the fear is a little unfounded, but because of the potential for downfall is so great, we don't want to go down that road. We don't even want to take a chance. Now, he'll write down Avraham ben Yitzchak and Yaakov ben Sarah ben Rachel, Sarah bas Rachel. He'll write the popular names. Right, or he hears them fighting next door, and he knows it coming, and it's not a tzivu of the Baal, it's no lishma. He knows, everyone knows that this couple's getting divorced. Right, everyone knows. It's only a matter of time before they come to his office. He's the only sofer around. So he'll get a head start, so that's a problem. And they don't know the halacha, they walk in, oh, it gets written already. Great, I can't look at her anymore, I have to make it as fast as possible. Look at this, I saved you 20 minutes of aggravation. Everyone's excited. Right, and what happens? She's a married woman. That's a potential, that's terrible. Rebbe Elazar machshir b'kulan. Rebbe Elazar says, all good. Why? Chutz migitei nashim, except for gitei nashim. Why? Because tofes atu torev gozer. That we are gozer. We are gozer that. But, that what? I don't want you to write the tofes, because maybe you write the torev. But, shtarvus atu gitin lo gozer. So say other documents, you can't do that. That far we're not gozer. That far we're not gozer. Fine. Now, shenemar v'kasav la. So the last line of the Mishnah, it doesn't really make sense. It says that Rebbe Elazar was machshir all of them except for Gitei Nashim. Shenemar v'kasav lo l'shma. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'haki ksiv lo atorif hu d'ksiv. That's on the torif. That's on the essentials. So we started off by saying you could write the non-essentials. Now we're ending up on the essentials. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ele eimo mishum shenemar v'kasav lo l'shma. Since it says v'kasav lo l'shma, we're gozer torif tofeth atu torif. So wait a minute. Kasha Durbalazar ad Durbalazar. The opening line of the Mishnah says, you're allowed to write the tofes. And the bottom line of the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to write the tofes. And what do we say? It's both of Durbalazar. So the Gemara answers, Tre Tanoi Valiv Durbalazar. Yes, it's a machlokis in what Durbalazar said. In the ratio of the in one Mishnah. In the ratio of the Mishnah, it says Durbalazar. And in the Seifa, it also says Durbalazar. But in the ratio, you allowed it, we didn't allow it. So asks the Rajba, so why don't you just say the ratios were mayor? Stam Mishnas were mayor. We always try to say that we never want to do this. We're kind of going down this road. What? Yeah, but it's just such a dochek. This is such a dochek. The answer is because says the Rajba says because to say it's a mayor doesn't even make any sense because we're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute. You know, we'll save the answer will be so crystal clear in 1 minute. Reb Shabtai Omer Chizkiya. Another reason. What does it mean, takana? What's takana? We said it's a takana. So the first takana we said was takana of the sofer. Now what's the takana? Rav Shabtai Amar Chizkiya Mishom Kitata. The problem is Kitata. What's Kitata? Fighting. V'Rameiri, and it is Rameir. The Amar Eidi Chasima Karsi. He holds Eidi Chasima. Ubedin Hu Dafilu Toref Nami Lichtov. Really, I would even let you write the Toref early. Why? Because I don't care about the get. All I care about are the signatures. But, Vizimnan, maybe, the Shamalela Sofer, the wife is going to hear the Sofer writing her name. It doesn't have to be Lashma. Doesn't care about Lashma or Meir. The Sofer is going to hear them writing her name. Dekakasiv Visvara Ihu Ka'amala. What? My husband's divorcing me? Right? Vahavale Kitata Bahade. It's going to cause a big fight. Right? Therefore, don't write the Toref because it's going to cause a fight. The Toref, nobody's name is in there. So she's walking by, she's hearing a guy write a get, no names. She hears her name. It's going to, what? My husband's divorced. It's not even divorcing him. The Sofer is just anticipating, right? He hears the teacher teaching the student. Okay, let's go. Everyone write. Yaakov Ben is divorcing, right? And she says, that's me. I can't believe my husband's doing that. Right? It's going to cause a big fight. Now says the Rashba, if you hold it through Meir, then the takana is why it's no good. But our mission said it's good. Because of a takana, we allow you to do it. But according to Rameir, we don't allow you to do it. So the Reisha cannot be Rameir. It's impossible. It has to be Rebbe Elazar. Aye, to Dochek, but that Dochek is better than impossible. That's the Rashba. It's unbelievable Rashba. The question is such an unbelievable question, but the answer is such unbelievable. It can't be Rameir. If it's Rameir, the mission doesn't make any sense. Rameir says it's no good, because the takana is the other direction. The takana is, I would let you. But because of a fight, I'm not going to let you. That can't be Rameir. The Mishnah can't be Rameir. The Mishnah says it's good because of a takana. So it has to be because of the takana for the sofer. Which I don't know. So now how does Rav Shabtai read the Mishnah then? Right? So how does Rav Shabtai read the Mishnah? How does he say that it's no good? How does he read the mission now? Because the mission says, Tzarech, Shiniach, Makam Amalva, Makam Alova, Makam Amos, Makam Asman, Shtar Mech, Tzarech, Niach, Makam Halkeach, Makam Amocher, Makam Amos, Makam Asoda, Makam Asman, Mishum, Bipnei Takana.
Because Meir didn't write everything.
Right, so, right. So, but since the Tana, right, okay, fine. Yeah, but then it says Rabbi Yehuda posel b'kulon. So isn't that Masha that the Tanakhama matters it?
No, yeah, Tanakhama matters Tophis, but not Tophis.
So for saying that, so then what's the Rashba's answer?
Meaning that, no, according to Meir, the way it's put in the second reading, that it's a negative.
Right.
It's allowing you to do only the Tophis. The deal is the Tophis, but not the Tophis.
I understand. Okay, fine. So then how's the Rashba's answer so gavaldig? She should even thought about it. Fine. So it really can't be her mayor. So it's very dochic here to say it's her mayor, even though Shabtai says it. What?
That's the first line here. We didn't have you to Nami, so the mission is actually a limitation.
Right.
I don't know why I'm limiting you only to the Torah.
Right. So then, why do we have to say trade tonight? Libra Rebelaza. Why isn't her mayor so much?
The first approach, you can't say that.
Right. Right. So then the Tosfos of Rosh says, wait a minute. If the whole thing is for Katata, then why are we being Gozer other Shtaros? Other Shtaros, there is no Katata. Right? We're being Gozer other Shtaros, but that doesn't apply. Right? So the answer is that the Gzer is not for the Katata, the Gzer is for the Din. Where the Gzer is for the Shtar. The Shtar, we don't want any published. The specific reason doesn't make any sense. And the Khanami doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make a difference. It's the Shtar itself is the reason, not the details. Exactly, but because
we'll
of the sofer's bid, parnasa, we're allowing it.
Right.
That makes sense because then it says, Rebbe Huda says no way. But if according to Rameir, I'm not allowed.
The
mission is limiting you. So then, what does it mean? And Rebbe Huda's postal by all everything. He's even more limiting. So then, what's the Rajba's answer now? So the Rajba asked, why on earth would you say Rebbe Elazar both? It's so dochik. Rameir makes so much sense. So Rajba answered because then Rameir doesn't make any sense.
Because the way the first
Right. According to the first version, the limitation doesn't make any sense. Okay. Next. Rav Chisda Amar Vimi, another problem. Mishum Takanas Agunos. What's Takanas Agunos? Amri La Rav Meir, Amri La Rav Elazar. It can be either one. Amri La Rav Meir, the Amar Eidach Hasidim Akarsi, Uvedin Huda Filu Toref Nami Lichtov. Really, you correct the Toref also. You can write everything you want. The Zinda, what's going to happen? The Havelet Ketata Bade, there's going to be a fight. Virosach Allah, he's going to be furious at her. Vizarak Le Nihile, he's going to throw it at her. Uma Again. Umosivla. She's going to remain in Aguna. Why? We'll explain in a minute. Amri la Rabbi Lazar. The Amri Eidem Asir Rekarithi. It could even be Rabbi Lazar. Bedin hu dafilu tofes nami lo lichtov. You can't even write the tofes. Bedim, then what's going to happen? Debar lemezel medina sayam. He's going to want to go off to overseas. Velo ishkach safra. He's not going to find anybody to write it. Vishavak la v'azel. He'll leave her there. Forget it. I can't find this. Forget it. Uma agin la. She's going to be umosivla. She's going to be stuck the rest of her life. So what do you mean aguna? So three pshat. The Tzeres Yaakov says he divorced her in anger, right? He threw it at her in anger. So she's probably thinking, listen, he'll calm down, he'll come back and remarry me. So the aguna is self-imposed. She's self-imposed aguna. She doesn't want to marry anyone else because she thinks he's going to come back and marry. He'll calm down. He'll come to his senses, right? And then he'll remarry her. So she's a self-imposed aguna. The Chasam Sofer says no. Since he wrote it in anger, we're not sure it's lishma. We have a big suffix now, so we can't allow her to get remarried. That's Chassam Sofer. And Rav Avram Teumim has an unbelievable vart. It's her second divorce. And you know what? There's a shita in the Ramah, which is a wild shita, that a katlanis applies even by divorces. You hear this? The Ramah says in Simin Tes, Sif Aleph, Yesh Omrim, Dehu Adin, Isha Shenizgarshna Shnei Pa'amim, Ein Lisa Osa. You can't marry her anymore. You hear this? Can't marry someone who's divorced twice. Someone who the husband dies twice, then we say she's got bad luck, stay away, or three times, whatever. So our Ramah says, even by a divorce. Now, this is very controversial, because if it's a divorce, it's not even her fault. They say that then we have the whole shayla, what if someone dies, he gets hit by a truck? So that's not her fault. Or maybe it is her fault. It's her mazel, right? So that already you have a shayla going both ways. But here, Simon Tess, Sif Aleph in the Ramah, it's a Yesh Omer in the Ramah. So he said, that's what's going on here. She already was divorced once. Now she's going to be divorced a second time. She can never get remarried. That's already a stretch, but that's the Ramah. Next. Umokam Azman. Now, Kaposik Vitoni, the Mishnah says, Man, Loshna min hanisuin, Veloshna min ha'erisin. It doesn't make a difference why you're writing this divorce. Are you writing it even though they were never consummated the marriage? Or only when they consummated the marriage. You know what? The Mishnah doesn't make any distinctions. So it doesn't make a difference. So Bishalom and Anisuin, I understand why you write a Zman in a get if they're married for 5 years. Bein Laman da Amar Mishum Basachoso Ika. Bein Laman da Amar Mishum Peirei Ika. Whatever the reason is it because you want to save the wife because she's related to you? So you have to write a Zman so you can't predate or postdate the get. So the time that she was in fidelity was not married to you. You'll make a lie. Or so the husband doesn't keep using the Lakuchos. Doesn't keep using the payros without permission because they're not married anymore. Either one of those reasons, by Nisuin, that makes sense. But Ella, mina Erisin, but from Erisin, wait a minute. Bishlom alamanda arishon basachoso ika. Fine, even as Erisin, she's not allowed to be with anybody else. So if she's with somebody else, you'll want to make the get a different date to spare her the death penalty. That makes sense. But Ella, alamanda arishon peiri. But wait a minute, what's the problem? The problem is because of payros? Arusa mi itzle peiri? And Arus doesn't eat Peros. Peros is something that kicks in only by Nisuin. So what are you writing a date on a get according to the issue of Peros? There is no Peros. We're afraid that he's going to take her. That's Mamish Geneva. He never has a right to them yet. So he's going into her property and start eating her apples? So that's Geneva. There's no different than anybody than me going into your backyard eating your fruit. I'll sell your fruit. You'll sue me. What do you mean you have a right? It's not yours. Same thing over here. It's not hers at all. It's not his at all.
It's a low plug.
What? No, we're not going to say it's a low plug. We're not going to say it's a low plug. I also thought that. Why don't we say it's a low plug? No one says that. Tosos is going to ask a similar question. Well, 1 second. Amar of Amram. Rav Amram says, Hamil Shmiz Minei Du'ula. I heard something that Ula said. The Amar who said, Mishav Takonas Vlad. It's a takana for the kids. But v'lo yidana mayhi, I don't know what he was talking about. But, I don't know what does that mean? Takana for the vlad. But kivon sheshmiyasa loha detanya, but I heard the following. Ha'omer, if someone says, kisvu get la arusasi, write a get for my arusa, u l'kisha echnesna, when I marry her, agar shara, I'll divorce her. Write it now. The wedding is next week, but I know already, after the wedding night, I'm going to divorce her. So write it now. That's no good. Why? Eidu get. Why not? Vamer ulu, why not? Matam. Gzeira shema yomru gita kodam lufna. Because maybe people will say, hey, wait a minute. The get's written today. She got pregnant. She had a baby 8 months later, 7 months later. So wait a minute. When did this baby get born? So therefore, we want to spare this terrible pagam. We want to spare these rumors. So we don't allow you to do that. Hachanami, here too. Gzeira shemri yomru gita kodam livna. The get preceded the child. That's why you have to write a date, even if it's a shtar arusa. For Paris reasons, you wouldn't have to. But for this reason, you do. Yeah? Right. No. There's going to be nisuin, but it's dated from the Averson.
That specific case. So right. That's by all
right. Because this specific case.
You don't want to say that because by nisuin you need a date, but you can
have a date. Right.
Only
the specific reason. Right. Now, Tosas asks the following question: If the get is dated before the nisuin, right? They're getting married next week, but I wrote the get today. And I sign it today. It's dated today. But I'm not going to give it till after the marriage. Till during Sherry Brachas, I'll hand it to her. Right? So then what's going to happen? So not Sherry Brachas. So the Aiden, is that right? Is everyone there? The friends are there. They're all there already. So what's going to happen? So wait a minute. It's still a Peiros problem. However long they're married, he can improperly use the Peiros. Right? What? No, he's not. The second they have nisuin, they're divorced already. So there's still a payros problem. So why do we come up with this reason? And what's wrong with the payros reason? Tosfos leaves that question with Tzarchian. Doesn't answer that question. The Drisha says, I'll tell you why. Because let's say he divorces her with a shliach. So if he divorces her with a shliach, there's a kol. Everybody knows. So there will be no payros issue, but if it's a divorce with a regular baal, then there could be there is. But so I'm sorry, if you divorce with a shliach, there will be no payros issue, but there'll still be a vlad issue. So this case covers all cases, and the case of payros doesn't cover a case of a shliach because then there's a call and everybody knows. But this is one of the makoros, which is a large topic, which I don't think really. Many people do this, but I guess it might have been popular at one time to have second weddings. People want to have like at some anniversary, at some milestone, they have a reenactment, a recreation of the wedding, and they want to do that, right? And they invite over all their friends, and they have a whole reenactment. So it's very similar to, although it's not really, but it's similar to the post can say to having a erusin with the intention of divorcing right away. You're having a pagamish. Wait a minute, the kid's 6 years old. You're having a wedding now. Right, having it's the 10th anniversary. The kid's nine years old. Now you're having a wedding, so that's a huge, that's a big pagam. But you have to hear this line here. The Rabbi Shaya Mitrani says you want to have. He calls it a second wedding l'shem shushbinin. Right, you want a big party for the friends. So he said, listen to this line. He says, in this avah ish hazeh elios chasen b'chol hashana, if a guy wants to be a chasen all his life. Yitin get v'yachse v'yakadesh. So I'm divorced and remarry. V'oz yivarech brichas eretz v'nisuin. And you can make brichas eretz v'nisuin all you want. Right? And he goes on to say that he says, at the bottom here, the Sha'alos Yishurin says, forget chukas agoyim. That the goyim do that. They have second weddings at the 50th anniversary, a big milestone, they have a second wedding. He says, forget all that, there could be serious Sha'alos. People see there's a wedding now, and the kid's already a bar mitzvah boy, that raises the eyebrow. So, I don't think people really do that. What? But how they pull out of that from this Gemara is always amazing. Okay, let's just finish to the end. Amar of Zera, Amar of Abba Bar Shila, Amar of Hamnuna, Saba, Amar of Ada Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Halacha Kirvi Elazar. The Halacha is a Kirvi Elazar. You know what? Eda Mesira Karsi. That's how we paskin. And that is how we paskin. It's so difficult for us to, as Americans, where everything is always signed and notarized, it's so difficult for us to understand that we hold that Eda Mesira is the key. We'll sign them just because in case the Eda Mesira die. And then the Nevishayel is later on. But the key is the Eda Mesira. That's very very far into our upbringing, but that's the halacha, that's the Torah. Eidim Mesira Karsi. Kari Rav Aleha, Rabbi Elazar, Tuvina de Chakima. He called Rabbi Elazar the most choicest, special Chacham. Hafilu B'Shar Shtaras Nami, even other Shtaras too. I have Amr of Papi Mishmei de Rava, Hai Ashrasa de Daina. If the notary, the stamp of the Bezdin, Dimichtive Mikamei de Las Hadi Sadi, Achasimis Yadai Upsula. If they notarize the document before the guys even sign it, right, there's a loan. And they come to Beis Din, and there's a loan. Someone's lending somebody money. And the Beis Din knows that they're up down the block, they'll be here any minute, so they want to go for lunch break, so they'll stamp, they'll seal the document before the Eidim sign it. That's a problem. You know why? Because Alma Mexi Kashikra. It looks like it's a lie. Hachanami Mexi Kashikra. So too, the same thing we should say over here. It's a lie. What's a lie? It's a lie to allow Adam to sign before there is a Mesira. Because that's not what effectuates what effectuates the get. Hacha Mechzik Ashikra Valetha, it's not true. Midir Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, Omer Hayir Rav Meir, Afilu Matzah Ba'ashba Chasu V'Nas Nula Kosher. Even if you find it in the garbage, you can sign it and give it. Afilu Rabbanu Lopal Adal Dor Meir, El B'Gitein Ashen, Z'Yilin K'tiv L'Shma. The only issue is Lashma. Aval Bashar Shtaros? Law. But other Shtaros? What's the problem? So we don't really hold to this Mechzik Shikra issue. What's the issue? It's a Gzeira up to other Shtaros. According to the Amr of Yossi, Amr of Yochanan, Shtar Shalovabo Pareo. Let's say I lend you money, and I have a Shtar, and I write it up, I give you the Shtar, and then you pay me back. You pay me back. And then you say to me, now that I paid you back, can I borrow it again? The document's already written. It's the same document, same amount, same $100. The answer is no. Ain't a chozer v'lovabo. Not no. You know why? Shekvar nimchal sha'ubudo. Because the lekuchos, the third parties that stand to lose their liens, stand to lose, they've already been satisfied. It's not fair now to remake another document and they don't know, have knowledge of it. It's not fair. Time, but the whole reason is the nimchal sha'ubudo. That's the whole reason we don't allow this. Avamishum shikra, but because of a sheker, lo chashinon. It's already signed before it's been effectuated. How come we're not afraid of that? You know what? Because it's not a chashash. What's the chashash? We don't want the third parties to be out of money. That we don't want. But because of sheker, there's no issues because of sheker. All right, we'll stop here. We're going to try to somehow make up Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av's daf is very big. Somehow we'll try to make it up so that we don't fall behind for next Monday. Everybody have a good day.